bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. The parents of the teen who killed his four classmates at his high school have been sentenced 10 to 15 years in prison, each making them the first parents of a school shooter to be held responsible for their child's attack in the United States. A Michigan judge sentenced James and Jennifer Crumbly after being convicted on four counts of unintentional homicide in separate trials during February and March. The son of the two, Ethan Crumbly, pleaded guilty to four counts of murder for the Oxford High School killings in 2021 and is serving life in prison. Both parents sought to avoid jail time, but prosecutors believed that they should serve time in jail and cited a lack of remorse by the parents, as well as threatening comments made by James Crumbly. Prosecutors also portrayed both James and Jennifer as unconcerned by their son's mental health issues. They also noted that the parents failed to take care of Ethan after a meeting with the school and did not securely store the gun that Ethan ultimately used to murder his classmate. School officials had urged that Crumbly's parents should seek immediate mental health services for Ethan, but both parents opted to leave him in school just moments before opening fire in the building. James and Jennifer argued that they were unaware of their son's mental health issues and that prudent steps had been taken by James to secure the gun. Both parents are expected to appeal their convictions. Here's what Jennifer Crumbly had to say in court.
I've been criticized. I don't show emotion. I'm unsympathetic. I don't cry enough. But alone I grieve. And if you were to look into me internally, you'd find I've died on the inside. I will be in my own internal prison for the rest of my life.
Audio provided by NBC. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled that a 160-year-old abortion ban on all abortions in the state may be enforced on Tuesday. The ban that was made in 1864 has exceptions of abortion only to save the life of the mother, but no cases of rape or incest. The old law that was signed in 2022 by the governor at the time, Republican Doug Ducey, supersedes Arizona's 15-week abortion ban. It was concluded by the Arizona Supreme Court that abortion policy should be decided either by the legislature or by citizens voting on the ballots. Criticism from both Republicans and Democrats have arisen because of this recent ruling, and there are currently efforts to enshrine abortion rights into the Constitution of the state. Last week, it was announced by Arizona for Abortion Access that they had enough signatures to put their amendment on the ballot. President Biden's re-election campaign has already denounced the decision, and his campaign pushed to make abortion rights a main part of their administration. The Biden campaign posted to X, formerly Twitter, saying that the ruling was made possible by Trump ending Roe v. Wade. Here is what the governor of Arizona said at a press conference shortly after the ruling.
Let me be clear. Arizona's 2022 abortion ban is extreme and hurts women. And the near total Civil War era ban that continues to hang over our heads only serves to create more chaos for women and doctors in our state.
Audio provided by Fox. On Wednesday, former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg was sentenced to 5 months in jail after admitting he falsely testified in Donald Trump's civil fraud case. Weisselberg was charged with five counts of perjury but agreed to plead guilty under a deal with prosecutors to two felony counts relating to another testimony. However, Weisselberg did not plead guilty to the charges of testifying falsely in the civil fraud case. Weisselberg testified falsely about his knowledge of the size of Trump's apartment triplex and how the value of it inflated Trump's financial statement for years. After the sentence, Weisselberg was handcuffed and escorted out of the courtroom. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.